And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. This week on Mizzou Music, we're continuing our look at the resident composers for this year's Mizzou International Composers Festival. I'm joined on the phone by Australian composer Nicole Murphy. Nicole, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day and talking to us.
My pleasure.
So how did you discover your interest in music and composition?
I had a pretty typical musical upbringing. My parents put me in piano lessons when I think I was around 5 or 6 years old. And I came from a family that, you know, my mother had played piano, but they weren't particularly, you know, they weren't in the music industry or anything. When I started playing, I just started writing. And I think at first it came by the way of changing bits of the music I was playing a bit precociously. Because I thought I had a better ending than Mozart did, or perhaps being lazy to get out of learning a particular passage that was difficult, I would just improvise my own moment. I'm sure my teacher was horrified. So it sort of started in that way, and then I began writing my own music and fastidiously notating it from quite a young age, without really knowing that the concept of a composer existed. So I just assumed that if you played music, you wrote music. It was just all part of a, you know, a music practice for me. And one day my mum found my some of the music I'd written, and she heard me playing something that she knew wasn't one of the pieces I was supposed to be practicing, and asked a few questions about it. And eventually I said, oh, yeah, it's something, you know, I made up. And she took it to my piano teacher, who then photocopied it and gave it to other students. And I was pretty horrified, because at the time it was something that it was just for my own personal expression. You know, it was like writing in my diary or something.
Right, right.
And so it was sort of at that moment. I mean, I was fairly young, but that was the moment where I learned that being a composer was different to being a performer. I guess that was my early interest. It was just sort of an innate thing to do. And then when I was in high school, so as a young teen, a choir that I sang in, we were performing a work by a local composer, and the conductor brought her in to workshop the piece. And I sort of just had a real moment when there was someone standing in front of our ensemble who said, oh, you know, my name's Sarah and I'm a composer and I live, you know, she lived sort of locally. And I was really stunned, because up until that point, even though maybe I'd played music by living composers, and maybe I'd played music by female composers, although I'm not sure. I didn't realize that was a job path, that you could, you know, that was a career path. And so having a living composer stand in front of me as a young teen was sort of another moment where I went, oh, this is actually something I could do.
That's great. Well, do you have a favorite instrument or arrangement that you like to write for, or?
A favorite instrumentation?
Yeah.
That's a really tough question. I think it's always whatever's up next, you know, in the next line of pieces I have to write. I think you can get excited about any instrumentation, because, you know, there are just so many possibilities.
Oh, sure. Well, then, I guess, tell me about the piece that you'll be bringing to this year's Mizzou International Composers Festival.
Sure. The piece is based on an excerpt from a piece of writing by an Australian writer, Richard James Allen, and he's someone who his writings I've come back to again and again for a very long time, as sort of a stimulus point for pieces, as a way to kind of respond to his work, which I think is, you know, really, really stunningly beautiful writing. And so this particular piece is based on an excerpt from a longer piece called The Captain of the Men of Death. And in this excerpt of text, he's describing the process of kind of unpicking, the unweaving of the way our lives are kind of so intricately put together, that occurs when someone is, you know, suffers quite a serious illness. And so he sort of discusses this process of the undoing, and uses that analogy of, you know, something going from the finished suit to someone trying it on a fitting room, to the sales rack, to unpicking at the seams, to the factory where the cloth was made, and so forth and so on. And what's really interesting about this piece of text, I think, is the pacing of it is quite interesting, the way he's constructed it. And so the piece actually wrote two versions of it. The first one took those ideas and represented them in quite a dark way. And then I revised it because I wanted it to have kind of reflect those ideas, but in a more playful manner. And so I guess that's the piece that I'll be bringing to Mizzou.
Very cool. And then did you use did the pacing of the work then affect the overall sound of the piece in the long run then?
Yeah, so that was the idea, that it sort of begins with this, you know, that begins with the music, and then there's kind of the gradual undoing of that then sort of speeds up as we reach the, you know, as we go through the piece. So it tries to mirror the form of the poem in that way, although not in exactly, there are some deviations. And also what I think was really interesting is about the text is that he discusses the way that as these things start to unravel, it's not this sort of linear pathway. There are these things that kind of pop up and take you by surprise. And so I tried to keep that, or sort of reflect that in the music.
Very cool. Was it difficult to write the piece for Alarm Will Sound?
Yes, definitely. They're such amazing musicians, so it's not difficult in the sense that they, you know, they can do whatever you ask of them.
Of course.
But it's difficult in the sense that they have this huge legacy of just amazing work and amazing collaborations, and the weight of that definitely sits on your shoulders.
Sure. So you just premiered a piece for clarinet and piano as part of a fellowship, correct?
Yeah, I did a couple of days ago.
Yeah, how was that?
It was great. It was part of a year-long fellowship that I've had with the Australia Ensemble, who are based at the University of New South Wales. So that was the final part of the fellowship.
Oh, very cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day and speaking to us. I really appreciate it. And we really look forward to hearing the piece that you'll be bringing to this year's Mizzou International Composers Festival. And we'll see you in July.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.